三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，大开出现级，朝那边界三界诸王来说，三界出堂坐地朝南门，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东大内家父，三界出堂坐地朝南门郎，长春宝东大内家父，这样大开出现级别，从南门郎长春宝东 First, I would like. Can you hear the people who are still on the edge round? Oh, Madeline. Madeline. Then you manage it. Maybe next year. First, I would like to express thank also I have great resourcefulness. That you many people came from various countries, from very from very far countries, various countries. To seek the peace of mind. I'm not sure what kind of peace of mind you want. You need it. I'm not quite sure. Has to be examined. Anyway, however, peace of mind, happiness. But this, what's my resourcefulness is not just desiring peace. My resourcefulness and the tank is not just seeking peace, not just seeking happiness. That everybody, that and seeking happiness, and anything, any living being, any being, who has unsubdued mind, any being who has unsubdued mind, all these living beings, they, even the creatures, the tiny creatures, which we cannot see without machines, even they have taught to seek happiness. Because desiring happiness, not desiring suffering, but they, even those tiniest creatures, they move it around whatever they can, even they have such a tiny body, however, attempt as much as possible whatever it can. So in the surprise, I'm not thinking about that, just for that. Oh, my great joyfulness that I have for you, that is, not being satisfied. And the main point is, you see, not being satisfied what you have been doing before, so far. What you've been doing, what you've been managing in this life. in regards to obtain the mind peace, not being satisfied, understanding this, you know, discovering this, what I've been doing is not enough. There's something wrong in that. There's something wrong. This is not enough. There's something wrong in what I've been doing. That's not enough. So there must be something else which is more correct, which definitely bring, which definitely brings happiness, which does not mislead. By doing that, you get what you want. Not something that you dislike it, not something that you do not wish. Not something that you get shocked. No. However, you open your own mind to seek new method. In not having closed mind, you know, not closing your mind by yourself, and giving opportunity. You are giving opportunity to yourself to seek the method, to understand, to practice, to accomplish, to accomplish the ultimate, not only the temporal happiness, perfections, ultimate happiness, everlasting release. Everlasting release. So this is, you know, great surprise that it happened. To see this in in your action, in your life. However, you might have heard my names. In the papers, Lama Sopa, something like that, you know. You might have heard in the papers, pictures, and then whether you are told by somebody else in the restaurant or at the beach. Or in the movies. And then jogging. However, you might have come here to hear something, to learn some meditation, or to hear something from me, somebody who is called Lama Sopa. However, from my side, you know, I don't have hope that it can, you know, that you receive benefits, I'm not a meditator, Dharma. Not holy Dharma practitioners. What I really practice is the worldly Dharma, not holy Dharma. Anyway, however, you see, but you know, there are many here. You see, nowadays we have many learned monks, geishas, learned monks, who spend whole their life, from child time, you know, or 10, 15, 13, 8, 9, from child time up to now, in 30, 40, 50 years. Whole life, they lived in monastery and studied. I didn't do like that. I didn't study. Of course, I did touch the scriptures, you know. The little touched, you know, little pushed, and little touched, you know, like baby touching the baby touching the books, you know, like that, putting up and down the pages. So like that I did, that kind of things I did, just, you know, the body touching the text. That's all. So I think they're perfectly qualified teachers, you know, highly learned, and themselves are living. Not just speaking words, but themselves are living in the practice. That's the most important. That is the most important thing. In the world, on this earth, in the world, there are many people who speak. Many professors, many people who study the words and who speak, but who are living in the experience, who are living in the practice. You know, teacher himself lived in, either lived or either living in the practice. Practice. What he speaks, you know, living in the practice. Living himself, living in the discipline. What he speaks, himself is living in that. Himself is an example. That is very rare to find. Very rare to find that kind of teacher, guru, teacher, virtuous friend. Those are worthwhile to follow. There's no misleading. However, so I think you people are highly fortunate, you know, to receive, you know, profound, extensive, profound, without slightest mistake. Especially if you can understand Tibetan language, then I'm joking. However, you know, sometimes there can be difficulties in translation. Sometimes, you know, but those can be, even some mistake happens, you know, it can be explained again, you know, it can be corrected, by other people who understand, also from the side of the geisha, from the side of the translator, so like this, it can be corrected. If you have doubts, you know, not clear doubts like that, it can be discussed. Can be made clear. But if you put in the practice, when you start to really experience, then that is the time. Then really becomes clear. When you start to experience, you are still living the practice. So anyway, things can be made very much clear in regards to understanding the words and definition of the words. That's the meanings of the Dharma, you know, like this. Buddha Dharma is something that, you know, more you study, more you more you check, you know, it becomes more and more clear, more and more deeper. It becomes more and more deeper, more clear. That is the nature of, particular nature of the Buddha Dharma. It doesn't become more you understand, you know, more you study, more you check, you know, it doesn't become weaker and weaker, and more and more falsy, you don't see it more and more false. So definitely, even though there are other problems, you know, even though there are other problems, even though it is hard, even you have other problems, you know, even though it is hard to, when you listen to the teachings, you know, when you listen to the teaching, when you do the meditation, but if you, however, in this short time, it's like one night, we think 1 month is incredibly long. It's like last night dream, you know. It's like last night dream. So short. It might seem very hard and very difficult. In fact, it is like last night dream. However, it's like 1 second. It's like 1 second meditation. You know? It's like 1 second meditation course. It's like that we do. It's one time that we do. So, however, if one attend, you know, if you attend, with patience, you know, if you continue, to study, however, to listen the teachings and or to meditate, practice. As much as you can, definitely there's unimaginable benefit that you receive. Especially this and those geishas, you know, highly learned. No question about Inga's benefits. Benefits of, benefits for your temporal ultimate and ultimate, you know, mind peace. Especially after the, course, you know, after you understood more and more teachings, after you understood the fundamental, you know, the teachings. Then you would find how it has been worthwhile, you know, really worthwhile. How each meditation session, how each session of listening teachings, during the course, how each of those times has been so precious. You know, so how each of the time, during meditation, listening to teachings, you know, how each of those hours, minutes, has been so precious and so worthwhile. More you understand teaching, you know, in the future, more and more you understand, especially the fundamental teachings. Then you will see this back. Something that you feel great rejuvenation that you have done this. Can you hear those who are around? Can you hear those who are sitting? the How much difficult? I think you know what can be done is maybe we short paper break, then sit close, sit tight. Sit. I think this hour, this next hour, I don't think I don't think I'll talk. Also, it's my dream. Anyway, cannot hear. I have a request to you, to you people. Ask a favor to do. That is to recite a mantra. A long life mantra. One particular aspect is stuttering. Oh. One particular aspect, Buddha. A female aspect of Buddha called Tara. Is there an example? That's spectrum. Oh, here. It's this one. Good. Good. Pass it. Can pass it around. Much better. Very good. Pass it around. Sublime realization. And the left hand, is a the inner mudra of grounding, guidance. Guiding from the fears, from the sufferings, guiding the sentient beings from fear, from sufferings. Like this. And these mudras have significations. Two fingers joined like this, it can signify the enlightenment, the unified state, the enlightenment, the unified state of the holy body and holy mind, the achievement, you know? And these three, usually, these three fingers standing, it signifies the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Triple Gems. Then it can signify also, three principles of path, you know, mind renouncing samsara, bodhicitta, renouncing self, cherishing other sentient beings, you know, that ultimate the good heart, bodhicitta, then also wisdom, realizing voidness. Three principles, part of the ultimate can signify. However, by taking refuge to Buddha Dharma Sangha, that one achieve enlightenment, unified state for the holy body, holy mind. One can understand in that way. One can understand by actualizing the three principal path, one can achieve the unified state, the enlightenment. Then there can be other explanations. And then so holding the the upali the flower like this, and a mudra of in the left hand is the mudra of granting the guidance, guiding from fears, from sufferings, the sufferings of samsara, like this. Then, however, white tara has seven eyes, one eye so on each on the feet. Then, one eye on each palm, and then there's third eye. So as you have seen in the picture, like that, that is just to have an idea of that manifestation, to have just a rough idea. What is drawn in the tangas or what you can see on the picture is just a rough idea, how it looks the manifestation. So we should in the meditation we should visualize better than that, if you can. However, the Dharmakaya, the holy mind, the most important thing to think first or to feel is this. Most important thing that is the Dharmakaya, the holy mind. Which is completed in all the realizations, and purified of all the obscurations, all the devoid of all the mistakes. On this, holy mind, this pure, complete, pure holy mind, on Dharmakaya, which is called. Which is the absolute guru, the real guru, absolute guru. This in order to guide self, yourself and other sentient beings, manifested in this particular aspect, in female aspect, in this having one face, two arms, the legs in the vajra posture, in that aspect. And the holy body, essence is that, Dharmakaya, that pure holy mind. And holy body, in the aspect, the holy body, very clear, calm, nature of light, extremely beautiful one. You visualize, then you visualize, seated on the lotus, moon disc, then. Enter down below this mantra, the purpose of reciting this particular aspect of Buddha, Tara, White Tara's mantra, that is mainly here some students, they asked what can be done for the long life of the Lama Yeshe? That you might be able to see Lama Isha after after 2 weeks. About, you know, after 2 weeks, and, you might be able to hear teachings. So some students ask, you know, what can be done for the long life of Lama Yeshe. So this particular Buddhist mantra came out highly beneficial to recite. About 100,000, about 100,000 times. So also it came out very beneficial. If beneficial that that if you if here in the course everybody recite, you know, also the number finishes soon, 100,000 times. If many people recite, then the number finishes soon. Also like this. less expensive. And I'm joking. But anyway. So the visualization, you know, and see, those who have received initiations, Kriyatantra initiation, the great Kriyatantra initiation, great Mahantra Tantra initiation, there's a particular visualization to do. If anybody, a parent, any other sick person, you know, who has danger in the life, who has danger of shortage life, then to do the meditation in order to have long life, there's a particular meditation to do. Generating yourself in that deity. Then at the heart, you in the silk, yeah. And like this. There's particular meditations to do. Then anyway, what we can do is this. So you visualize Tara, then underneath, down below, if you have seen pictures of Lama Isha, however, you know, Lama Isha, then His Holiness Dalai Lama, any, you know, all the holy beings, think all the holy beings there, holy beings who works for the sentient beings, to eliminate their suffering, to obtain happiness, you know, all the holy beings who works. Oh, they're ended, they're down below. Then nectar, you know, nectar rays, like milk, nectar, you know, like that color, flowing from the Tara's heart, and then filled the holy beings and the holy bodies. Like glass, you know, glass filled with the milk, like that, you know, or the long life nectar, filled the holy bodies with the long life nectar, like that. If we visualize the, however, the enemy, you know, whom you dislike or who hates you, that, and then all the rest of the sentient beings. So, however, you know, you think the enemy in front of you, the most dear enemy that you think in front of you, and then father, mother, you know, whatever. Oh, then you know, then those same Dharma friends who are around here now, who are sitting there. And all the sentient beings, all the rest of the sentient beings, you think, and the nectar is flowing from Tara's holy mind, and purified yourself and all the parents, the enemy, friends, and all the rest of the sentient beings, purified. You see, without without the holy beings, those who work for the sentient being, without the holy beings who has, you know, who has accomplished the path, without those holy beings, you know, those holy beings who reveal the teaching, without, if they don't live, you see, if they don't live, then there's no teaching. There's no teaching. Like without doctor, there's no medicine. Like that, you know. How much you're sick, there's no medicine. There's no medicine. There's no medicine. You know, how to say? There's no way to receive treatment. Like that. So without those holy beings, there's no teaching. There's no pure teaching. So, you see, in that way, we descendant beings know where to be free from sufferings, from confusions. So there's no method cannot find method. Even we seek, we cannot find. We don't meet. So like this. So you see, so as the sentient beings, happiness, temporal happiness, ultimate happiness, dependent on the, dependent on the merit, dependent on the good actions, dependent on the teaching, the holy dharma, That you see, that depend on the holy beings. So therefore, therefore, how important it is the long life of the holy beings. To live longer in that aspect, which we can see, which we can communicate, which we can communicate. That's the purpose. The purpose of reciting mantra is this. So one thing you see, the long life of great in the holy beings, those who have accomplished the path themselves don't have themselves. They don't have such such thing as death and the rebirth, caused by unsubdued mind and karma, like we experience. They don't have the name of that. They don't have even the name of that. Doesn't exist even the name of death and rebirth for them. Our confused mind, ignorance, anger, attachment, confused mind. Actions which harms others to yourself, these which come from the confused mind. These things causes the holy beings, you know, to not have, to not exist, to not exist. A long time in that aspect. So, in our confused mind, this unsubdued mind, uncontrolled mind, unsubdued mind, and actions which came from that, itself is the obstacle. To meet the holy beings, and to meet the holy beings itself is the obstacle to hear the infallible, you know, or teachings. To be able to see those holy beings and to hear the infallible teachings, this itself is the obstacle. So we should, so therefore, for them to have long life, we should purify the obstacles that we have in our minds. So therefore, you see, first, you know, first we purify, as we recite mantra, then with the nectar beams emitted from Tara's heart, you know, then purify us, the sentient beings. Then, and at the end, then long life nectar, you know, nectar beams float, and all the holy beings, their holy bodies filled with the long life nectar. I think that's all.